And now it's time for some artery, cultural coverage for small town girls and city boys.
Just a small town girl.
The San Francisco International Film Festival wraps up its 55th season tonight with a screening of Don't Stop Believin', Every Man's Journey at the Castro Theater. It's the story of Arnel Pineda, a once homeless man from Manila who became the lead singer of the iconic San Francisco rock band Journey. The documentary by Stanford grad Ramona Diaz is one of nearly 200 films featured this year in what's billed as the longest-running film festival in the Americas. Another documentary by Oakland filmmaker Terrence Nance made a big impression at the International. It's called An Oversimplification of Her Beauty, and it's as much a multimedia work of art as it is a movie. Nance wrote, directed, starred in, and wrote music for the film, which explores the mind of a man who's falling in love. KALW contributor Kevin Robinson sat down with Nance to talk about the film, and we'll kick off their conversation with a clip.
Pardon my interruption. What you are about to see is a short film entitled How Would You Feel? Created by one Terrence Nance in 2006. How Would You Feel is an educational film that examines theories about how humans come to experience a singular emotion. In its original form, it was presented as a work of fiction. We will interrupt the film How Would You Feel from time to time with a new film entitled An Oversimplification of Her Beauty. We will do this in order to provide the context necessary to tell a complete story.
It has a very experimental feel to it. Why?
Well, I mean, for me, it wasn't an experiment in the strictest sense, in that I knew what was going to happen, you know, it was very heavily scripted, and, you know, I kind of saw it as more just the way I articulated myself in cinema as opposed to a quote-unquote experiment. And I just think me not really being from a background of filmmaking in the traditional sense, but instead being from a music background and a, you know, visual art performance background kind of informed it. So I think that produced a very distinct result.
Because you're using like a digital photography, using some maybe claymation, mm-hmm. some animation. Mm-hmm. It has, yeah, not your typical, like you said, Hollywood studio look to it. It should be interesting to note that this is a kind of a love story mm-hmm. regarding two black people.
Mm-hmm.
So, black love story on the big screen, mm-hmm. and you probably heard some people say that this doesn't sell. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, actually, you know, somebody actually directly told me this doesn't sell overseas. And, you know, I'm not the type of person that's naive about that. You know, I that's par for the course for the Western world, you know, in my opinion. So, I think that that's something that, as a black person in the world, or kind of the global South, I guess, you have to contend with, you have to understand how to navigate. I'm trying to add to my culture. So whether or not, you know, it comes out in those places in a theater, to me, it's kind of like myopic to even think about it like that. You know, it's something that exists. I made it. It will be available. And thank God for the internet. You know what I'm saying? So the people that want to see it will be able to see it presumably forever now.
Join me now as filmmaker Terrence Nance. So Terrence, in the film, towards the end, you're speaking, you're asking questions to the muse and girlfriend at the time, Namik Mentor, about her unwilling participation in this film. We're going to listen to the clip, and then I want you, well, tell us, what were you asking her that she's responding to?
I was actually asking her, how do you feel about the fact that I am in love with you?
I feel pretty strange. No, I mean, it's, you know, it's weird. How many people do you say that to? It's not really a normal situation.
It's normal.
I haven't been broke. I generally avoid the fact in conversation and direct interaction. Well, if you don't know what to do with it, you might misuse it or abuse it or enjoy it, and they're all dangerous things. Because enjoying it, you let go and give yourself into it, which is completely an uncontrollable thing. So So, to not be in control, for people that like to be in control, is risky, dangerous.
So, Terrence, what was happening in that scene?
That was a series of interviews that I conducted with Namik that I set up basically to give her a platform to tell how she felt about me making the movie about us, and mostly about how she felt about me on a personal level. I mean, I think when I actually did the interview, that I was probably pretty pessimistic about if she actually did have any feelings, but I just wanted to get it on camera, whatever the truth was. You know, I think that a lot of filmmakers, their first film is about an intense, or it's sort of a retelling of an intense situation they had with a woman, because, you know, it affects us a lot.
Let's talk about that. I mean, how do you feel about women? Because in the film...
Great.
It seems like, are you maybe one of the few men who might say they're in awe of women? Because in the film, there's some scenes there where you are... like little bitty, and the women are like huge, and like as far as stature, and like almost universal, cosmic, and you're like a little grain of sand type of thing. Can you talk about that?
Well, the movie is goddess worship in a certain way. You know, I think that it's a celebration of the women in my life and how they've shaped me and how they've shaped how I deal with women in the future that, you know, will be in my life. And I think that's hugely important to your emotional development as a male. Because culturally, you know, we as people in the West kind of say men should behave a certain way, especially in regards to their emotions. And your emotional education really comes from your interactions. I mean, this is a very heteronormative statement, and I don't mean to be that way, but just for me personally, your kind of emotional education development comes through your interactions with women. So the movie on some level is thanks to Namik for that, thanks to Naja for that, you know.
And these are the women in your
in the movie
involved with. Okay.
Yeah, and you know, I'm depicting these things and how they changed me, how they improved me, you know, and how they kind of affected me intensely because of how giving these people were in their relationships with me.